The streets of Fresno can be dangerous, not... The streets of Fresno can be dangerous, and not just to drivers and bicyclists, but also pedestrians. Following a trio of fatal accidents last week, more pedestrians have died this year than in all of 2015, and they've made up more than half of all traffic-related deaths in the city. But as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, advocates and a new city plan aim to make the city safer for walking.
It's 2:30 p.m. on a Tuesday, and in this part of southeast Fresno, that means one thing. School's out.
Come on!
Kids are excited, but it's a time of anxiety for some parents, like Jessica Zuniga. She's a volunteer crossing guard at Lean Elementary School in southeast Fresno.
You gonna cross? Okay, wait a minute, okay?
She shakes her head as a black SUV roars past a blinking school zone sign.
We're going to make sure that the kids are safe walking across the street because there's a lot of crazy drivers.
She has three young kids. Two of them are here at Lane. She and a handful of parents began volunteering for crosswalk duty around a year ago.
Well, I see a lot of parents that park close to the crosswalk and they like to honk a lot instead of getting down for their kids. So that's one because the kids just jet out and, you know, they're like, oh, mom's here or whoever, you know, and they just run across.
She has reason to worry. People do get injured and killed walking the roads in Fresno. 14 pedestrians have been killed so far this year, a number that's already higher than in all of 2015.
I don't think I'll ever let my kids walk to school. My son asks all the time, but I'm one of those worried parents. I walk them, but, you know, they're right next to me. I don't let them go ahead.
There's no single reason why people get hit. Distracted drivers or a lack of crosswalks and sidewalks. And of course, some pedestrians, like excited kids, just don't follow the rules. But whatever the reason, there's someone out there trying to fix it, including Fresno itself, with a new city plan. On average, 13 to 14 pedestrians are killed on the roads each year in Fresno. Compared to our population, that's pretty high, and we score low on national rankings of pedestrian safety. On the other hand, when you consider the number of miles driven each day in Fresno, we actually rank as one of the safer for pedestrians. Truly, though, your safety in Fresno depends on where you are. Pedestrian collisions happen most often in the northwest, central, and southern parts of the city. Geno Beba Islas is the director of Cultiva La Salud, a nonprofit group that promotes community health in Fresno County. She says many of those areas are old and were developed at a time when cars were the priority.
So things like having wide sidewalks, having crosswalks, street lighting to help pedestrians be visible, bike lanes really weren't in the ideas at that time.
Right at the edge of those high collision zones is Lean Elementary School and Jessica Zuniga's crosswalk. Student safety here is one of Cultiva La Salud's priorities, and the group works with the city to solve problems with infrastructure. But Islas says there's another element to road safety Fresno hasn't fully tackled yet, and that's outreach to both drivers and pedestrians.
I think if there is any neglect that I could say on the city's part is that they haven't invested in as much of the non-infrastructure type resources as are needed. And so by that, it does allude to that education that is needed. You know, how are we messaging and communicating about sharing the road?
Jill Gormley is a traffic engineer with the city of Fresno, and she agrees.
Can we do better on infrastructure? Yes, we can always do better in those areas. But I think education would make it safer for pedestrians.
The city already engages in some education and outreach, including billboards and bus placards about pedestrians and a Fresno police program that sends officers into classrooms to talk about road safety. But now the city has just drafted its active transportation plan, which aims to make it easier and safer to get around Fresno without a car. The plan does emphasize infrastructure, but it also recommends social media outreach, better driver training, and a national safety program called Safe Routes to School. A UC Berkeley evaluation recommended that program to the city back in 2009.
We've worked a lot with different neighborhoods, different groups, and we've gotten a lot of feedback up until this point. This plan is really based on a lot of community input and feedback.
A draft of the active transportation plan is available for public comment until November 10th. It'll be finalized by the new year, but it may still take years to be implemented. In the meantime, advocates and volunteers are doing their part on the ground so that maybe in the not too distant future, parents like Zuniga will feel safer waving goodbye to their kids at the front door. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.